You're holding that chov dal on a rabbi from top. Again, the last gemara was again that kisolak Rav Kana ashkechinu lebnei Rav Chiya diyasviu karmim. When Rav Kana went up to Eretz Yisrael, he was sitting and he found that the children of Rav Chiya were sitting down. Well, karmim, he asked them like this: isorin shacholkum. Let's say you have an isorin. That's the amount of flour that he's supposed to use for a stam mincha. An isorin of flour. Now the top of chavdal here, v'henicho v'bisa, that they put it inside a big kli, the bisa of the big kli. Now v'nogu tfuya im biyachon mehem. Now these two halves of the flour were not touching one another, and a tfuya im came. Now it touched one of them. So the question is, now does the other one become tamei or not? Maybe a tfuya im only touched one, only that one becomes tamei. And it does not, it's not metama the other one. Or maybe no, since it's in one big kli, the kli is mitzarfa, it's like it's all in one, and like the tfuya im touched everything. So if everything would become tamei. That was the shiloh. So the question about this, ki tanan, that we learned, a gemara chagiga, that kli mitzarif, that anything inside of the kli is mitzarif. If you touch part of it, it all becomes tamei. Ki kli mitzarif masha b'teichai lekadesh. The kadesh means if a tfuyam touches part of it, those things become tamei. Maybe hani, mean when was that said? Hey, chodinagi be'adodi. Only if inside the pieces are at least touching one another. Even though the tfuyam only touched one piece, and the chiddush is that usually that piece becomes a rishon, a rishon makes a sheni, but a tfuyam is not that way. When a tfuyam touches one piece, only that one piece becomes posel. It does not make another piece posel. But still, maybe since the pieces are at least touching one another, that's the chiddush of the kliyas mitzarfa that makes tumah inside it. Abba, but the shayla is, hecha delay negiya ba'adodi, maybe now a shayla here, where the pieces inside are not touching one another, maybe then they're not mitzarfa. By the Malaysian, maybe there's no difference. As long as it's inside one kli, and now the tfuyam touches part of it, anything inside it becomes tamei, even though inside they're not touching one another. So that was the shiloh. So when the chizda went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found the bnei Rav Chiya were asking the shiloh. They were sitting there, and they themselves were discussing the shiloh. So Amalu. So Rav Kana said to them, Amalu, iyo. Mitnan kli mechaber. Does it say over there the Mishnah there? The din is that kli is mechaber. Kli mitzarf tnan. So Rashi says mitzarf mashma dienoigin. Does that mitzarf and that even though they're not touching one another, just the kli itself is mitzarf it. So that's how Rav Kana was pushed to the shaylo that the kli is mitzarf. That the tfuyam touches half, the other half becomes tamei, even though inside the kli they're not touching one another. Still, the kli itself is mitzarf. Puts the two together. That's Lashon Gemara, Mitnan, Kli, Mechabel, Kli, Mitzarf, Tanan, Koldhu, any little bit is a tzirf. Now it says, Hoishit, Echot, Lebenei, Yamau. Let's say they put another piece in between these two. Like you have two Chatzi Sorens in the Kli, and now they put another Chatzi Soren of flour in between the first two. And the question is extra, this third half really you do not need there. It's not part of the Mincha. So that's the Shaila. Is it still Mitzarif? Is it still you want to touch part of it? Or maybe no. So Malay, he answered back and said no, that the klal is tzorach l'kli kli mitzarfoi. Whatever is needed for the kli, whatever is needed for the mincha, the first isorin, that's mitzarf in the kli. Even though they're not touching one another, that's the lach of hilchas tzirach. But in tzorach l'kli and kli mitzarfoi, if the kli does not need it, it's not mitzarf. So this third half that you do not need there, it's not mitzarf. The tzvuyam just touches that third half, only that becomes posel and not the rest. Now they ask another shayla. What's going to be hoishit tfuyam as it's bo b'nayim? Let's say that tfuyam just puts his hands inside the avra of the kli. He does not touch anything. He only puts his hand inside the avra, inside the space of the kli. Mao, is it such a halacha that anything inside the automatically becomes tamei? Is the kli mitzarfet this far that even though he's not even touching anything, we consider as if he is? So Amalu, the answer back and said no, that ein lecho dover shemetama mi'aviroi elekliches bavad. There's nothing that has a tumor from the avra of it alone, only that's a special loch in a klicheris. Only klicheris has this alochum. Nothing else. So here, since it's not a klicheris, avada to tfuyam does not touch anything, it does not become tummy. Now the Gemara says, hodar ihu boi minayo. Now Rav Kana came to ask questions from them. And he asked them like this, Ma likmoitz mizeh alzeh, to take a kmitza from one to another. Again, when you have these two chatzi sorens in the same kli and they're not touching one another, is it enough to take the whole kmitza from one half? And since the kli is mitzarfer, it's like the kmitza was taken from the whole mincha. So the shaila is siruf the iraisa. Do we consider this halacha? The kli is mitzarfer, the svar mid iraisa, and then erechvam. Then you can take a kmitza from half for the whole thing, because mid iraisa is considered like it's mamas all attached. It's all one big mincha. By the Rabbanan, maybe no, maybe it's only with the Rabbanan the clear is mitzarfit, but not midi raisa. So then it would not be good. You only said like Rashi says lechumra and not lekula. So maybe then it would not be enough to take a kmitza from one half. It's not considered you took the kmitza from the whole mincha. So Amruloi, they said back to him that Zuloi Shemana, this shal exactly we did not hear, but Kiyotze by Shemana heard something like this. It's not learned like this. Shnei menachis lenikmitzu. You have two menachis that the kmitz was not taken yet. It says in our Mishnah. And now when Isar b'zu b'zu, the two menachis got mixed up one with another. So it depends. If the two ends of these mixture, it's still separated the menachis, and you can take a kmitzah from one and from the other half, the other side, and each kmitzah is from its own mincha, then ksheres, then the maizitz kosher, since you took a kmitzah from its own mincha. But the imlav of the two menachas got mixed up so much that you could not even take a handful from each one separately, then psulas. So the question is though, kiyocholik moitz miyuk sheres, that even though in the middle they got mixed up, but since the two ends are like separate, but you could tell this end was from one mincha, and the other end was from the other mincha. So you could take a kmitza from each one separately, then it is ksheres. But the question is, amai, why is it ksheres? Hach demariv, holoi naga, lechura, the one that's mixed up, you did not touch. And like the Shita speaks out, the Havimina is the middle part that's mixed up, they're like pieces, separate pieces, so they're not all touching one another. And still it says the Kemitzer is good, so who you see the Kli is Mitzarfet Midi Raisa. So my Rav says back, no, Dilma Begushin HaMechalokim, who are suing Kemisarek, maybe even though they're like pieces and separate, but all of them are attached together, it's like a Kemisar, like a comb, that on one side they stick out separately, but on the other side they're all attached together. So if we have no proof in our Mishnah, it could be in our Mishnah, they're all attached together. Some more says, if so, my heavy law, what's the maskon over here? Some of our Rebbe says like this, Toshimach will bring a proof. The Tanya will learn. The Postik says, you have to make haromo. When you take off the kmitza, it has to be min ha-mechuba, which we dash in shlo yovi yisorim b'shnei kelim. You should not bring this one yisorim and put it into two different kelim, the yikmites. And to make the kmitza from it, that's no good. It all has to be in one kli. So the diet is, hob a kli echo dumi dishne kelim kumitz. Mashman of the whole mincha is in one kli, even though it looks like two separate kelim, then you could make a kmitza from one half on the whole thing. So the chur, why? It must mean, because since it's in one kli, the kli is mitzarfet midi raisa, it's considered like it's all attached, and therefore that's considered teherim imenu. Omalei Abaye said back, no, maybe there's no proof in our Mishnah. Duma shnei kelim hechidomi. No, our Mishnah means to say that two kelim are no good. To going kfiza bekabo. That these are two different type of measuring cups like. And they're both really in the same kli, just the bottom of it is one kli and the top of it is another kli. The yafagav, they're riva milo, even though on top they're attached together. But kiva de mifsiko mechitzoso, since there's a mechitza, there's a division between the two of them, the kefiza mitasoi, it's fitted, that's why it's no good. So that's the two kelim over here. The two kelim is really, it's one big kli, just it's like a little separated. Hol kli echo dumu de base kelim. But if your mamash have one kli, which is there with the two kelim, hechi domi, what's the case? Going now rifto, shel tanagelim. That the Alpha God, the mystical Mechitzasoi, Honigia, that are co-part of their touching. Like in the Tanagol, in the Revo, the place where you put the food for the Tanagol, there even those little hefsik, but are co-part of them there, they're touching one another. So that's better. So again, it has to be maybe only in one Kli, when they're actually touching one another. Avul Hocha, but our Shalad Lonigia Klaal, with the two halves, are not touching one another. Tiberloch, Tiboyloch, here you could have a good Shiloh. Is it called a tzirif or not? Here we don't have a Shiloh. We don't have a Pshitas. Therefore, we're not sure what's the loch is the tzirif HaKli Midi Raisa. That even though the two halves are not touching one another, still you can make a kmitza from one half on the for the other half also, or maybe no, maybe only if they're touching one another. Boy Rabbi Yomi has a shout like this: Tziruf kli vechibur ma'yimau. Let's say you have a tziruf kli and there's also a chibur of water attaching one another. Now let's say the two pieces, two halves, are inside a kli, and the chibur between these two is the fact it's in one kli, and also there's water running out and touching onto this, onto something else. Like there's a nitzuk, there's a flow of water being a chibur outside also. So that's the shalom. Does it all make like one big thing or not? Ki tana kli mitzaref ma'ase b'toch lekadosh. When do we say what's inside the kli is mitzaref, is all like one? That if part becomes tamei, everything becomes tamei. Hanim milu b'gavoy, then it's only what's inside the kli. Ah, well, the broy what's outside the kli, lo, you don't say it. Or do maybe kibun the mechaber mechaber. Since the mice is attached right now, even though it's outside, it's attached through a nitzak of water. It's a chibur that the water is attached to one and another. Maybe that's also considered like it's all inside the kli now. And the kli will be mitzaref it, that if it's full yam touches one part of it, everything becomes tummy. And the yim tim slim, if you want to tell me, v'yim tim tzalaymar, kivun the mechaber mechaber, yes. Since there's a chibur here, it's all considered like attached. And when one becomes tummy, it all becomes tummy. Chibur ma'yim tziref kli. Again, the same shalom. There are two halves inside, not touching one another, and there's a piece outside that the water is attached to the piece inside. And now the tfuyem touches the piece outside. Ma won't be the lock here. Ki to non kli mitzaref. When do we say the kli is mitzaref? I mean, mili to nogem megavoy. Maybe only when the tfuyem touches what's inside the kli, I call upon him. But over here, mibro, he only touched the piece that's outside. So maybe lay, it's not strong enough that the tum outside could be able to go inside of him and mitzaref everything inside. By demolition, maybe no, so what? Lamaisa, the piece outside is mitzaref to the piece inside. So it's sort of like the piece inside became tamei, and inside the kli is mitzaref, the two pieces together. So therefore everything should become tamei. Teiku, that's the shayla. How far does tziruf go, even with another tziruf of a mashka, and even if the tamei took place outside, maybe still it's mitzaref everything inside. That the piece outside is mitzaref with water to one half inside. So that makes that half tummy. And now the piece inside is mitzaref because of the kli to the other half, so it makes the other half tummy. So that's the shayla, that lies by teiku. Now the gemara kshankle the shaylom, boyi rov, yes, the shayla is this. Yisorin shechoku v'nit mechud mehen. An yisorin that was divided up. It was first one yisorin of flour, and then it divided up in half. And v'nit mechud mehen, and one of them became tamei by itself, and now v'nicha bebiso, and now they put it into the kli. V'chozal tfuyim v'noga b'yose tamei, now the tfuyim touches that half that was already tamei from before. Mahu, what's the lacha? Does the other half that was torah until now become tamei? Again, when one half became tamei outside, there was no tziruf then, it was not in the kli. So pshit, only that half became tamei, not the other half. Now you put both halves inside a kli, and now it's full yam touches the half that was already tummy. So now, me, I'm going to do, I say, sova loy tumma. Let's say this piece was tummy from before already. It was like satisfied with tumma. So now that it's full yam touches it, it does not become tummy, so there's no din serif to make the other one tummy. I don't say that's for a sova loy tumma. Lamaisa now, it's full yam touches it, and there's a din serif now, so it's considered like even the piece that's tore should also become tummy now. That was the shayla. Omulei Abaye said back, Omi Yamin and Sovel et Tumah, is that a good sword? Do we say this taka, that Sovel et Tumah, Av Yotznam, learn like this, Sadin Tomei Medrash. You have a Sadin, a mat, that was Oymit first to sleep on. So when a Zav sleeps on it, it had a Tumas Medrash on it. Now V'yosin, Vila, now you change your mind, and you use it for a curtain, so it loses its Din Zav Medrash. It's not Oymit to sleep on anymore. So then it's Tor Mina Medrash. Taka the Issa, the Tumas Medrash goes off it. It's not Oymit anymore to sleep on. Abu Tomei Maga Medrash. But a Maga Medrash it does have is a Tumas Maga Medrash, as if the Meis, as if the Yazav touched it. Now, Omer Rav Yossi Rishi says on this, B'yeza Medrash Noga Zeh, where did the Zav touch this Medrash? He didn't touch it. Ela means to say like this, Shimnoga boy hazav, tomei magazav. That if the zav touched it before, when this mat was used to sleep on, And at that time I had a tumas medrus on it. If the zav touched it then, so the tumas magazav is still on it. And what is it negated to? I was tummy anyway before because of medrus. The zav was sleeping on it. And the mice negated to now that when you change this mat, it's not meant to sleep on anymore. But now it's meant to be used for a curtain. So the tumas medrus goes off it. Still that tumah that was there from before, as maga, that the zav touched it still remains. So I'm asked the question, kinoga by a zav miutamei. Even at the end. So the question is, am I why? Why don't I say at the beginning there was a tumas medrus on it? So, and that's the Mohammedic tumah. So later when the Zav just touches it, that tumah is not negated to anything then. So it should not be chal at all. It's like satisfied already with tumah. You cannot have another tumah bichal. That's what you're saying in our Shalir by the Tfuyayim. So who you see, you don't say that svara. Amalei said back to him, no, mimai, ta'ayishim noga by a Zav. Labosa medrus, who told you the shaila is that the zav touches this medrus, touches this mat, after it had tumas medrus already, duma maybe no, duma mikame medrus. Maybe the zav touched this mat before it had tumas medrus on it. Tevi tuma chamura, tuma kala. That's true, first the zav touched it, that has one tumor on it. But it's only a rishina tumor. It's a tumor kala. Later, when the Zav sleeps on it, it has a Mohammedic tumah. Tumas medrus is like an Avat tumah. So that's why the Avat tumah is called upon the Rishon tumah. Avaloch babayos, di dividi tumah kalo loy. But if you don't say that svara, since Lamaisa, they're both only Rishon tumah, that this first half was tummy before, and now when it's full yam touches it, it's not adding anything to it. So Nechnam, it has no tumah at all. You would not say the Kliyaz Mitzar for it. That was our Shailah. So Mosanella rather me safer. I'll bring you proof from the safer. That it says, Moide Rabbi Yosef agrees, Vishnei Sadin, if you have two mats, Hamakufolim that were folded over, or Menachim Zel Zel, they were on top of one another, the Yoshev Zav Aleim, and the Zav sat on top of them, Sheol Yoin Tomei Medris, the top one has a Tomei Medris on it, Vyatachten Tomei Medris, Umaga Medris, it's Tomei Medris, and a Maga Medris also. So, why? Because the Zav touches the bottom one. So the question is, by my why? Lema Sovolei Tumma again. How could the extra Tumma of Maga be Chal? It has already the Tumma Chamura of Medris. So why is the Chal at all the second Tumma? So my answer is, I'll turn to you. Hosam Bevas Achas. Hocha Bezeh Achazer. Over there by the Medris, it means the same time it's Chal, the Tumma's Medris, it's also Chal, the Tumma's Maga. He's also touching at the same time. So they're talking about Vasakas both Achal. But now the case here was first the Chatz he saw him was Tomei. And then later a Tfuyim touches it. So there we say Taka, Sovol or Tumma, the second Tumma means nothing. It's already satisfied, it can't be in the Kabbal anymore Tumma. Since the second one is not any more Chomer than the first one. And it's not Chab of Asachas either. So therefore it's not Chab. Omar Rava says, Isorin Shechoku, Yadon Isorin, a flower that divided up. The Yavad Echonim, and we lost one half of it. And therefore, V'hifrish Achar Tachta, they separated another half, instead of the first one. V'nim Tzarisha, now they found the first one, so you have all three now. For a Shlosh Tom Munachim Abisa, all three halves of the Yisoren is in this one big Kli. And again, we said before, only what's really necessary is Tirif, is Mitzarif, but we don't need his not Mitzarif. It says, look like this now. What's going to be? So what's going to be Nitma Ovud? Let's say the one that was lost, that one became Tomei. So Locher is Ovud Grisham Mitzarfin. The one that was lost in the first half, that's Mitzarf. Because of those two who are like at the beginning, the Mincha. But Mufrash, the third one that you separated first later, ain't Mitzarf. That is not Mitzarf with the one that was lost to become Tomei. Like since that first one had no shaykhah to the third one, therefore it's like ain't sorokh, it's not part of the same mincha, the clear damage tarifrit, it will not become tummy. What's going to be nitma mufrash? Let's say the third half that was separated first later, that half became tummy. Then the locher is mufrash frishim tarifrim. At the time when you separated the third one, it was supposed to be with the first one. So those two are mitzarif, that the clear mitzarif with the first one would become tummy. But but Ovud ain't mitzarif. But the one that was lost, that has no shaykhah to the third one that you separated later, that one would not become tummy. What's going to be nitma rishon? Let's say the first half that you separated at the beginning, that one became tummy, and chlamy then shneim and starfin. Then the other, both of them become tummy. That both of them had shaykhah to that first one. When you first separated it, the one that got lost had a chelik with it. And then when it got lost, you took a third one to be a chelik of it. So both the lost one and the third half had shaykhah to the first one, therefore all three become tummy. Abayi Rama Abayi says no. Abayi Rama Afilu Nitma Echon Men. Even if one of them becomes Tomei, Nami Shnei Mitzdarfen. Even if any one of them becomes Tomei, all three become Tomei. My time. What's the reason? Kula Bnei Biksa Dadadininu Lamaisa Deol Hashakas to one another. All three are necessary here. They are Hashakas to one another. The Kli is Mitzdarfen. It's not really considered like a stranger here because we're separated for a purpose. Therefore, it's Mitzdarf. The Mor says now, V'chein lini kemitza. Same halach applies when you make a take off the kemitza from these three halves. That's like this. Komatz min ovid. If you take the kemitza off from the part, the half, that was lost, so shirov, it's left over, v'rishon and the first half of it. Necholim, like that's the mincha. Mufrish, the third half that was separated, and a nechol, that you cannot eat, because this kemitza has no shaykhah to the third one. What's going to be Kormatz Min HaMufrish? Let's say you take the Kemitza off the third half that was separated, then Shirav, it's left over, the Rishon and the first half, Necholim, like that's the Mincha. The third and the first is the Mincha. Ovidah, but the middle one that was lost, and the Nechol, the Kemitza does not help for that one, is on Nechol. What's going to be Kormatz Min HaRishon? Let's say you took the Kemitza out of the first half, then the Lachor is Shnei Min HaNecholim, the other two you cannot eat, because we do not know which one is really the other half of this mincha, and which one is not. So, Menasof, you can't eat from either of them. Abayi Rama Abayi says no. Abayi Rama Afilu Komatz Miechem Hen. No matter which one of these three halves, if you take your kmitza out from, Shneim Einan Necholim. The other two, you cannot eat from. My time, what's the reason? Kulu Nami Bnei Biksa Dadari Ninu. That's Abayi Svara, that all three Lamaisa now have Shaykhah to this mincha. So we're not sure which two is the mincha. Like, and mincha is from one isarim. You have three halves now. So we're not sure which two halves is the mincha and which is the third one. So therefore, Abayi says, no matter from which one you took off the kemitza, true. The other rest of that half, Abad, you could eat. But out of the other two halves, we have a suffix, which one is from the mincha and which one is from that. Therefore, you cannot eat from them. Maskula Rappi asked the question, Fishirayim Diday Mir Necholim, the mashma, this half that you took the kmitza from, it's Shirayim, it's left over, you could eat. So the question is why? Hoika Danko the Kaimitz to like Korv. There's like 1/6 of the kmitza that was not Korv, sure should not be good. So even though it says a sixth here, it really means like a third. In other words, when you made the kmitza now, you made up everything in here. So there are three halves here. So there's one kmitza, like one third of it, is for a part that's not supposed to be used. So what you're burning right now is only like two thirds of it. So this chatzi sorin, only half of it could be eaten, and half could be not. So out of these three, there's 1/6, one half of the third, one half of a half that cannot be used. So how does it say when you make a kmitza, you could eat the shirayim leftover of this half? But when you made the kmitza, it's not only for this one. It's for one that can't be used. So not though kmitza was matir here, not though shirayim is edible. So how come you're allowed to eat those shirayim? That's maskul of Rabbi Yitzchak ben the Rav of Meshashia. The kaimitz guf eichik. No. That's the question. Ikadamka the kaimitz lekoruv. That's one question. Then another question is, if so, mask of Rav Yitzchak bread or Meshashia, the kaimitz guf eichik. Now can ask another question. If so, this kmitz itself, since you're telling me right now this one kmitz you're taking really represents all three halves, so it's representing more than it has to. So there's some part of this kmitz that's not fit to be burnt. So how could you burn the whole kmitz then? Yeah, it's a kmitz chosar. There's one third here that's chulin. You only meant to take off the kmitza for only two of the halves. You only need. And you're taking off for three halves. So there's one third of this kmitza that's chulin. So how could you burn it? So the answer is, Rav Ashi Yomah, Koyimitz, Bedaita the Koyim, Tal Yemil, Satay, the kmitza here is telling the Das of the Koyim. The Koyim Kikomitz, I tell you that when the kohen takes off the kmitza, his das is only for the isorin, not for more. So about the kohen knows what he's doing. So kitzur, when the kohen makes the kmitza, avadi is only doing it for the isorin and not more. So about the kmitza is a kosher kmitza, and therefore it could be burnt, and therefore the shirayim of this here of avada you're allowed to eat. Now the Mishnah says that chofei, what's going to be nit moha kohimitz? Let's say the kohen becomes tamei v'ekriva and the kohen still burns it. Even though lechatchila you're not supposed to burn it, but still the din is b'diavad, that tis maratza, that tis helps, that it's okay. What's going to be yotza? Let's say this kemitza you took outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's a psu yotzei, and then b'diavad v'ekriva the kohen burns it, and that tis maratza does not help, and therefore the mincha is posse, not yotza yechayiv. And the klal is, the Mishnah says, she'at tis maratza la tamei v'yena maratza la yotzei. Tits only helps for the psul of Tomei and not for the psul of Yaitzei. So if it was a problem, the Kemitza became Tomei, b'diyevah, the tits of the Kohen God, the wears, helps, then it's all, it's Maratza. But on the psul Yaitzei, it's not Maratza. Turn around, bottom of the Gemara, so look at the verse like this. The Pesach says, v'nosa Aaron esov v'nakodeshim, that Aaron, by wearing his tits, is Maratza on a certain oven, a certain sin that's done by Kodeshim. The question is, v'chiyeza ovenu noisei, which chet does the tits help to be Maratza for? In turn, if you want to tell me oven pigul, let's say that a machshavas pigul b'shas to brought the korban versus that can't be a rekva nem. The pasuk says lo yichashiv mashmuli kuva. There's no kapora, there's no reeds on the korban that's pigul. In turn, if you want to tell me oven nice in a case where there's a psul nice to chal upon the dam or the meat, how rekva nem lo yirotz. This is also when there's a psul nice upon the dam. It says lo yirotz. You can't do it. There's no kapora for this korban. So ain't a nice lo yavin tumah. It's only Maratza if it only a psul tummy happened, either to the bus or to the dam. And the reason is why? Shehutra miklala b'tzibur, because we find a special letter by tumah anyway. A korban tzibur is mutter to be brought b'tumah. As if it's shehutra miklala, therefore we said that tzis could be Maratza on the tumah, on tumah. So Gemara says, Maskub lo gzeres, there he asked the question. Ema, why don't I say oven yotzei? Maybe no, maybe the tzitz is really maratza on a psul of yotzei. Shutu miklali babama. Because the chad was a hetera bamas, you're allowed to bring your kabonis outside, there's no psul yotzei. So there was a time when there was a hetera on yotzei. So maybe because of that, the tzitz is maratza on the psul yotzei. Omalei Abai, Abai says back, no, Omakor, the pasuk says, l'rotzum nam l'fnei Hashem. That the tzitz is only maratza l'fnei Hashem, meaning ovon l'fnei Hashem. It has to be an ovon, a chet, something happened wrong in the Beis HaMikdash itself. L'fnei Hashem. But ain't ovon the Hashem came. L'fnei Hashem, ovon l'fnei Hashem in. But ovon the yaitzelai, an ovon that happens because it went outside the Beis HaMikdash, on that clearly the tzitz is not maratza. The other Gemara says, Maskev lo Rabbi lo Yablo, he has a question like this. Ema, why don't I say oven smile? Maybe in case the Kohen did the avoid was left with his left hand, maybe that's when the tzitz is maratza. Shutu miklolub Yom Kippurim, because there's a special letachal on Yom Kippur, that in Kippur Kohen Gadol is allowed to do part of the avoid of the Keteris with his left hand. Amalei Abai, Abai says back on the court, the Pesach says, oven, oven, mean shoho yeboi uduchi yosef. There has to be an oven that was also to do, but there's a techiya at one place you're allowed to do it, but it's taken not right. Lafuki Yom Kippur, you can't bring any proof from Yom Kippur that you're the kind God that could do the avoid with left hand. The hechsher of a small, then there's a hechsher, look at Chilu's lot of use with left hand. So that can't bring any proof to a case where it was done by the Yevit. So if a Kohen does the regular avoid with the left hand, it's possible because there's no hutra miklaloi and it sits in Namaratza. Ravashi Omar Oven Hakodishim Vloy Oven Amakdishim. It says better. The pasuk is mashmir. It sits only maratz on an oven. Something wrong with the kodshim, with the carbon itself, and not something wrong with the koyin that he used his left hand. Omar Le Rav Simi Bread the Ravid Le Ravashi the Yamrila Some say Rav Simi Bread the Ravashi Le Ravashi. If you ever want to say like this. Oven bal mum, maybe the tzitz is maratz. If you have a korban, it's a bal mum, and b'diavad you bring it, that's kosher. Shurtu miklola b'yoifes, because by yoifes there's no psul of a bal mum by birds. The Yomar Markos we learned, tamos v'zichros b'behema. Where is the halacha that behema has to be a tam, and has to be a zochor only by behema? V'yein tamos v'zichros b'yoifes, when you bring a bird for korban, it can be a bal mum, it can be in a keva. So since there's no psul bal mum by yoifes, that's the utum mikloloi, that by behemoth, the tzitz should be maratza if you bring a korban from a balmum. or Malay is about no. Lechem Akhonis, the Pasuk says, Lo Yirotze. It says by Balmum, Lo Yirotze. Klele Rotze Nyilachem. If you bring an animal, it's a Balmum, the Pasuk says, Klele Lo Yirotze. There's no Kapara, there's no Ritzui. Avad the Tzitz will not be Maratze on the Psul of Balmum. Therefore, the mission is right. It's only on the Psul of Tomei and nothing else. Tonra Barlan, let's in the Braissa. Dam She Nitmu. Dam that became Tomei Vizorku. And the coin made his rika with it. So Bishoyg, if he did it by mistake, Hutsu, Stakam Rutsu, it's a good carbon. Bemezid Loy Hutsu. But he did it Bemezid, if he knew about it, then it's no good. Bemedva, Mamurim, Biyachin, or by carbon Yochin. Ava Betsiba, if it's a carbon Tsiba, Bemeshoyg, Bemezid Hutsu. That by carbon Tsiba, they have some Hutsu. What about if a guy brings a carbon? Then the din is Bemeshoyg, Bememezid, Bemian, Bemrotsun, Loy. Hurtzer. Now this halacha that the tzitz is maratza only helps for a korban that's bought by a Jew, not by a korban that's bought by a goy. The goy brings a korban, even though it's done anyway. The tumah, the ma'aseh tzitz, not maratza. There's no kapora for that korban.
All right, we'll continue on the other side. Wait till the end of the tape and then turn over.